Greetings from Valencia. Matthew Sheehan is the racing and technical editor of Yachting World, the best sailing magazine in the world. Matthew, greetings. We're to the semi-finals of the Louis Vuitton Cup 2007, and it's Team New Zealand up against SFE Espanol and Luna Rossa up against BMW Oracle. What are your expectations?
Well, it's pretty interesting, isn't it? I mean, on the face of it, many people would have said, well, of course, the Kiwis were going to pick the Spanish. The Spanish are rated number four. They're the weaker team. Certainly on points, are the weaker team. And so you'd expect them to go and pick that team. But then there's another school of thought that says, well, hang on a minute. That's actually quite surprising. Because if you're committed to going the whole way and you're going to win the America's Cup, and that's what your goal is, then surely you'd want to pick the strongest team so that you can work with the toughest team in the whole event so far and really hone your skills and get practicing. So there's two different schools of thought. It's difficult to know which one will win out, but obviously Emirates Team New Zealand believe that it's better sailing with the Spanish, and maybe one of the issues is maybe they're able, by doing that, they're able to get the BMW Oracle team to go and race hard against Luna Rossa. They'll have to race hard against Luna Rossa, and that might weaken them a little bit. That might use up some of their sail cards. It might tire out the crew. It might be a tougher climb to actually get to the finals.
Many of our colleagues here at this magnificent media centre in Valencia, particularly from Italy and Spain, tend to think that Emirates Team New Zealand want to get it over quickly. They're looking at a 5-0 scoreline, and then they can get good in-house training with Ben Ainslie on the B-boat for Team New Zealand to work them up for the two important regattas, Louis Vuitton Cup and then the Cup itself.
I think that makes a lot of sense. If that is their plan, I think that's pretty smart thinking, because one of the other things that's happened is, of course, it was a very slow start to the Louis Vuitton Cup. It took ages to complete, and the teams, the big teams, didn't get the kind of time that they're expecting on long courses, racing courses that are much similar to what they're going to meet when they get to the Cup. So to be able to actually get it over and done with quickly and then get into some real hardcore training, I think it's probably a very smart idea.
Strengths and weaknesses of Team New Zealand and SFE Espanol, what are your expectations in the scoreline?
Well, with the Kiwi boat, I think it's fascinating to see that boat sail around the track. I think what's come out of the last few weeks is that in anything over 10 knots of breeze, that boat's a rocket ship. And especially if there's a bit of a chop, seems to just keep driving on. It's very good indeed. Once they get over the start line, they're very, very difficult to stay in front of, and they're very, very difficult to beat. We've seen that yet again. They end up at the top. Their weakness, I believe, is in the pre-start area. I think there's been a number of cases, a number of issues and starts over the last month or so that have suggested that maybe the communication or something isn't going quite right.
SFE Espanol, strengths and weaknesses?
Well, SFE Espanol are a team on the rise, and their learning curve is pretty steep, but the trend is going in the same direction. And last year they were hit and miss kids in a way. They could pull off some spectacular results, and they could have some spectacular failures as well. This year we've seen them settle themselves down. They're still on the climb. They're still doing good stuff. They've taken some big scalps over the last few weeks, and they're climbing up. But can they climb fast enough? It's going to be hard work for them.
I think Team New Zealand will win 5-0, 5-1.
Yeah, I think I probably agree with that as well.
Right, and now to Luna Rossa, BMW Oracle.
That is going to be a tough fight between the two. I think that BMW Oracle have got a smarter, slicker, more highly refined boat than Luna Rossa. I have my concerns about the Luna Rossa boat, both of their boats, because they're so far apart. When you look at their styles, they're just completely different boats. The boat they've been sailing is way more radical. It seems to go extremely well in the light. We haven't really seen how it performs in a bit of breeze, if that's what they're going to get. Whereas BMW Oracle, nicely sorted boat, very well rounded, and their weakness is that although they can go around and they can steer people around the start box area, every now and then they trip up. And there was a match between them and the Kiwis where they had the Kiwis banged to rights at the beginning and then lost it. And there have been a couple of other incidences where they're not quite as strong as they might seem originally. And of course, on Luna Rossa, James Spithill, well, he's just a demon in the box. I mean, he's such a good starter.
That is the key point, that I think BMW Oracle will be in the Louis Vuitton Cup final against Emirates Team New Zealand, but it would not surprise me to see Jimmy Spittle get under the skin of BMW Oracle and Chris Dixon 1, 2, 3 times or more.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think he's such an exciting guy to watch in the pre-start. He's incredibly talented. He's young, he's gutsy, he's in there. And my goodness, if you let him get a bit of you, you know all about it. He's hanging off your tail and getting you into all kinds of trouble, just like he did the Spanish the other day.
Here we are in the break between the end of round robin 2 of the Louis Vuitton Cup and the semi-finals. Today it's 37 degrees. It is a magnificent day here in Valencia. It's hard to believe 2-3 weeks ago it was cold, awful and grotty. Reflections on the Louis Vuitton round robin, the Louis Vuitton Cup so far.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's so difficult to imagine that it was raining and grim and horrible, but it was. And then we had no breeze, and then we had some highly unusual weather conditions that got everybody all frustrated. It got the spectators frustrated, the race organisers frustrated, and of course the teams. They were here to race. And it was it became a very tense period, but it all got sorted in the end. And I think the order that people might have expected was borne out in the end, more or less, and the racing has proved to be very good. But the stars from there were some undoubted stars. Josh Alosa, you got to put them right up there. I mean, they've done tremendously well. They've come from nowhere, and they showed they're an inspiration not only to people who are looking to start up teams and to come in for the first time, but I believe they're an inspiration to the bigger teams as well, just as a reminder that you don't necessarily need to have two boats and shed loads of money to actually do well, and you can make an impact by just rising from nothing and doing well.
Matthew Sheehan is the racing and technical editor of the outstanding magazine Yachting World. I'm Peter Montgomery. Goodbye from Valencia.